Simon & Schuster Audio presents School for Psychics, Book 1, by K.C. Archer. Read by Madeline Mabee.
Chapter 1. The Strip. If there was any place in the world as appropriately named, Teddy Cannon didn't know what it was. The Las Vegas Strip had been created for the sole purpose of stripping money from tourists, stripping clothing from women, stripping dignity from drunks, and stripping romance from weddings. And Teddy loved everything about it. Her cab driver pulled into the entrance of the Bellagio, past the hotel's famous fountains. He idled behind a stretch limo painted candy apple red. It was slick and shiny and shockingly tasteless, even by Vegas standards. Teddy watched as a group of 20-somethings careened out of the limo chanting, "Vegas! Vegas!" In the center of the group was an especially plastic-looking blonde wearing a tight dress, a tiara, and a pink party sash emblazoned with "Birthday Girl." She'd probably spent her entire paycheck on that dress. Tonight, she would drink too many Cosmos and do something she would come to regret in the morning. There was only one place Teddy wanted to hang out with girls like that, at a poker table. They were easier to read than a copy of Us Weekly. The driver tapped the meter.
$22.50.
Teddy resented having to shell out money for a cab, but she didn't have a choice. She'd sold her beloved 2004 Volvo the day before. She'd gotten $5,000 for it, enough to bankroll tonight's gambling. Teddy nodded, but didn't reach for her wallet just yet. Instead, she returned her attention to the entrance to the hotel, trying to get a read on the crowd.
"What's the matter?" the driver asked. "You nervous?"
"Me?" She adjusted her wig. Damn, it was itchy. "Never."
"Well, you should be. Let me tell you something. These casinos, little lady, they don't lose."
She met his gaze in the rearview mirror. "Neither do I." She paused. The rest of the sentence echoed in her mind. "You sexist jerk." But she silenced her snarkiness, offering a more acceptable comeback. "Because I don't play like a little lady." He laughed so hard that his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?